Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If holiday music isn't your thing, there are new opportunities to experience some of the greats in rock and roll. This time of year also comes with new box set releases from the Beatles, Beach Boys, Elton John, and Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, which makes for a great gift or a present for yourself. Dennis Newhall is the host of KZAP on Cap Radio and comes with new box sets in hand and sharing some tracks with us. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning. Thanks for having me by.
So you brought these box sets. They look wonderful. They're awesome. But why do you think box sets stand the test of time and streaming services?
Well, some of them do and some of them don't. I read an article finally the other day. Somebody put it down into words about how digital music played on a CD on a decent player is pretty much always going to sound better than just about any other setup you have, unless you have really expensive equipment, just the right pressing of a record, the right room to listen to it in. For me, I've flipped enough records in my career. I'm tired of it. I like CDs. The quality's there. And there's more room for more stuff. So some of these box sets, all the bonus tracks are only on the CD versions.
What do you enjoy most about these new releases?
Well, a lot of times I get really excited about bonus tracks. Ooh, here's something they didn't want to release, but 9 times out of 10, you can tell why they didn't release those songs. In the case of the Tom Petty box set that I brought, one of the things is it's all never released material, excellently performed. It's live, but there's also like 15 different songs that have never been released by the band before. So it's a wealth of material you've never heard by one of your favorite bands. The Beatles is another story. We can talk about that maybe in a minute when you play the song, but there's remixes, there's remasters, there's great booklets, there's bonus tracks, there's live versions. So usually there's material in there you can hear that you can't get on the streaming service.
Well, let's get started to listening. I'm going to start off with Elton John, Mad Men Across the Water. And Elton John is currently, finishing his farewell tour. What stands out to you about this box set?
One thing about Elton John is that he can play on his own. He's a fine solo artist. Now, you never see him that way in concert, but he can do it. So this is a remaster of Mad Men Across the Water, what a lot of people consider his last organic album before he really got into pop music. And the remaster is great, but there's 2 CDs full of live performances of just him solo, either demos or being on the BBC. So you get a whole different feel of some of these songs when he does them like that.
Let's take a listen.
I can see very well. There's a boat on the reef with a broken back, and I can see it very well. There's a joke, and I know it very well. It's one of those told you long ago. Take my word, I'm a bad man, don't you know?
I love Elton John. I saw him in concert. It just brings me back to him playing.
You can hear people would kill to be able to perform like that and put out records that sound just like that. But this is minus all of the production and the backing.
Just so powerful,
yes.
Too. Okay, now let's get to the Beatles, Revolver. What stands out to you about this box set?
I hadn't heard the record for a while. It's probably my favorite Beatles album. I put it on and I got chills. When we got the other reissues, they were all done in multi-track, at least 8 tracks. So they were pretty easy to tear apart, clean up all the dust in between and make them sound better without changing the mix. Couldn't do that with a 4-track recording until Get Back came along. Peter Jackson's people came up with new AI technology to take apart a mono track and separate out the different instruments to the point where you could remix it enough to give it a little more spaciousness and sound more like a band playing instead of all the instruments stacked on one side and however they used to do it. So listening to the remaster remix of Revolver was really amazing. I have to say the bonus tracks, maybe you might want to listen to them once. They're really interesting. And it's a beautiful package. It's really a gorgeous package.
Yeah, it really is beautiful. We're going to take a quick listen to Gotta Get You Into My Life.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. Another road where maybe I could see another kind of mind there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. it just to hold you.
What I love when you listen to it, I mean, we didn't play it for this, were those impromptu fly on the wall moments.
Right.
When you get in the first, you know, minute and 20 seconds before they start playing, which is a nice touch.
And you can also tell that they made some good decisions later down the road to leave out the background oohs and ahs. And, you know, this was an early take. So they built it up into something that was much more than that. But again, it's a beautiful package, and any Beatles fan should have this one.
Let's get to Tom Petty live at the Fillmore. Why the Fillmore, 1997?
Because it's the Fillmore. And, you know, the Fillmore had reopened, and then it closed because of the earthquake, and then it opened again. It's a great place. It's historical. And they decided they were tired of arenas. They wanted to do something different. So they booked 20 days. It was a residency at the Fillmore.
Wow.
Yeah. They played for 20 days. They had a lot of guests. They've got Roger McGuinn and John Lee Hooker on this package. But this is 50-some songs, and a third of them are oldies covers. So it's great to hear them doing songs like that, which were always a great part of their live concerts. But it's not just a rehash of all their hits. And they were having a great time.
Let's take a quick listen. 8 Miles High. We had to keep that guitar intro.
Tom Petty and one of his heroes, Roger McGuinn, together on that tiny stage at the Fillmore.
Yeah, how awesome.
I loved it.
Now let's move to the Beach Boys. You were saying that this is a time in their career where many consider to be the height of their abilities.
They moved over to Warner Brothers. Brian backed out a little bit, so everybody else stepped up with some really good material and production. Last year, they put out the first two albums that came out on Warner. This time, it was the next two, Carl and the Passions and Holland. It was a peak. This is when they added two people, Ricky Fattar and Blondie Chaplin, so there was different vocals, a different approach, and a lot of songs were left in the studio. Some have been out on bootlegs. Some were hard to get. We've got a live version of the song that I brought with us in a studio version this time. And they always include studio outtakes, backing tracks. I hardly ever listen to that. But there's a really good set from Carnegie Hall live during a period when they were actually starting to regain some of their hipness after playing the Fillmore East. And it just sounds great. I mean, it's the Beach Boys. The one problem is 1972 production used to squash the music. So this doesn't sound as bright as you might like it, but this is the best they can get.
We're going to start off with Carry Me Home.
The rain's falling down on me. The wind is blowing cold. My eyes are tired. I guess I won't.
I honestly wouldn't have thought initially that this was the Beach Boys.
That's Dennis. And he's got the most fragile voice of all of them. A lot of Beach Boys fans love hearing Dennis songs that they've never heard before because they're fairly rare. And like I said, it's fragile. It doesn't have that preciseness of a Beach Boys harmony, but it's got a lot of soul.
Now we're going to get to We Got Love, which is a studio version of a song that was only available in concert from
right.
The Beach Boys. In the last, 30 seconds or so that we have, putting you in the hot seat, how do you choose a favorite? Do you have one this year?
Well, bang for the buck, Tom Petty, definitely. It's not leftovers. It's also the cheapest one. And I should say all of these are available in smaller versions without the outtakes and all that stuff. But they're always fun. They're fun to look at. And as a collector, you just say, I got to hear that stuff. I have to have that on the shelf.
How do you not smile when listening to it? That's what you and I have been doing during this entire segment. Dennis Newhall is the host of KZAP on CAP Radio. Thank you so much, Dennis.
Certainly.
And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral-Martinez, with managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer, Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.